Certainly.
Let's continue this conversation because other than what we did during our lunch break today, because mine was very uneventful. I folded laundry. So I would have preferred the shower, the jazzercise, or the nap. Okay, trust me. But I thought, my beloved wife has got a 5-hour Zoom tonight interviewing prospective candidates for the our school administrator position. And I know she's going to be on camera the whole time, so she can't fold laundry. So I thought I can at least do mine. That's, right? So, because I know how to do that since I've been doing it since I was 8 or 9 years old. But this is going to be kind of a round robin, open discussion. And if you're in that wind tunnel or shuffling the papers, if you could hit that *6 again. But I was pleasantly surprised and elated how many of us were able to participate in the Awakening the Five Pillars. I actually started writing as fast as I can, the people in the Rogers organization. And then I went, oh my goodness, how many of these people have been part of the ICANN crew? And so much fun. And we're only at, one third of the way. But as I put in my text this morning, lesson 7, 7 habits, day 1. And I really want to remind everybody, it's not so much what was cool or what you got out of it, but it's really the application. And Luis hounded on that, combining, he didn't use the word intention, but the information and the action, that's when the results take place. And that's kind of a shift of our thinking from humans being more years ago, because it was always intention plus mechanism equals results. And it was always, the 100% intention. But if there's no action, then you can intend on building a house. You can intend on driving a car. You can intend on a lot of things. But if there's no action steps, then there are no results. So, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Sandy.
Okay, I'll speak up. That's what hit me. The first pillar, sorry, not first pillar, first habit, being proactive. Take the action. Look and see what needs to be done and do it.
And Karen, I know you and I talk more than I get to talk to others. Give us an example of
What?
Oh, sorry. I leaned forward expecting you to cut me off there, but you can't see me. 6 hours of zooming. An example of taking that action that you've done that. I mean, you just told me you sold a roll of duct tape today. I mean, and that's nothing to, get all that excited about, but it is at the same time because you took action.
Yeah, I have a longtime client and customer, and she was having a problem, and I wanted her to go to her chiropractor and get an adjustment, and she told me he's out of town for the next 10 days, and it's something that she's a nurse, so she's really active during the day at work. It's actually her lower arm from her elbow to her wrist and her hand that's very painful for her. And so I know what that's like because I have the same problem. And so I asked her what she had in the house, and she told me she's got some duct tape, but I've got my elbow taped up. And I said, you're going to go through a lot of that tape. And I told her, the website is going to be down starting at 7 o'clock Central Time tomorrow night. I said, if you need anything, we have to order it before then, or you have to wait till next week. And I told her very honestly, you know, it's a new website. We're hoping it'll work well, but we have no guarantees. And so she said, order me a roll of duct tape. It was something little, but it was something big to her, because now she can be relieved and rest assured that she's got what she needs when she needs it.
And more than likely it'll arrive on Saturday or Monday, because it falls into that USPS category.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Fantastic. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Well, I'm Norma. I'll go too. Next. One of the things I've done many times is evaluate my five pillars of wellness. And I mean, I can almost, they've changed and, you know, up and down a little bit. So I'm comfortable doing that. What I was not comfortable with, and I modified quite a bit, was, and I'm not for sure exactly how to label it, I called it the five inner world evaluations. You know, he called it our emotions, you know, trying to evaluate where are you now, you know, or, you know, to evaluate where you're coming from or what's going on. And it's real easy to do the five pillars. I've got that down. But the others, you got to stop and take back and say, whoops, I thought I had this one. But the more he got to explaining us, is, well, maybe it's not quite there. Or maybe it was and it's not now or whatever. But it was another way of evaluating it. And that was good. And I marked several things on that, too. And I put a lot of stars and asterisks on different places. But that was one that jumped out at me. That whether it's perception, the will, the memory, intuition, those were things in the imagination. You know, I thought, wow, you know, I don't have any trouble with that. But the way he kept explaining it and the way they each affect what you do and why you do things, that's pretty important things too.
And just for the rest of us who weren't able to take in the Awakening the Five Pillars, Luis did a masterful job of presenting, and it's right out of Stephen Covey's book, which I highly recommend. If you can't read it, just do like I've done and get into the audio version of it. It's 9.5 hours read by Stephen Covey, and it's unbelievable. And Norma, I know exactly what you're talking about when you get into that emotion, because so much in our culture today, even the way we talk, is, well, I feel like, well, okay, we're not, I know you want to say you feel, but so more often than our emotions can deceive us. And I had an experience that is the personification of those three P's, especially it's not personal. And I won't go into all the details, but a week ago Monday, we got a severe scolding at the fire department. And so when I had the opportunity a week later, after taking the wrong approach and venting on a few people, including my beloved wife of 26 years, on Monday, this week I saw our chief driving through the parking lot. It was pouring down rain, and I just took the opportunity and ran up and jumped into his passenger seat. And with a big smile on my face, I thanked him for what he did, and I thanked him for two other things. And I got to understand, seek first to understand, then to be understood. I got to understand where he was coming from. And it totally, completely changed my perspective. And I knew I was in the wrong, you know, with my attitude, but taking it personal. And Luis really honed in on that today. And and I agree with you, Norma, 100%. It's easy to break down the five pillars, but to set and take the time to break down those other five pillars. And for those of you who don't have this, I just text me and or email me, and I'll gladly send you these two sheets, because this is something you can do on your own. Much like we evaluate where we're at on each one of the pillars, is, you know, 100% is, you know, better than perfect. I'd be glad to send these to you. It's three sheets to print off, and really one of them you've already done several times, but this new one that Norma's mentioning, it's profoundly powerful.
They also stress the leadership scoring or quiz. That's a different quiz than I've had, but in the past too, I've had a lot of other quizzes, but this is the different little labels, and they're supposed to really stress that all day tomorrow.
Yep. Thank you, Norma.
This is Sandy. I really don't think I've ever done one of those charts before, or else it was the Humans Being More, and it was such a long time ago. But I just kept reflecting, for those who didn't see it, they kind of compared the direction you're going to the spokes of a bicycle, of a tire. And, I got into this dance and I don't know how to explain it. Anyway, if it was perfectly round, of course your tire would go round fine. But when you're, it's just really good to assess your life and how you're spending your time. You know, are you going nowhere, or what are you doing with your life? And I think it's just real good to review that and not just go through each day. That's it.
Excellent. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Pardon?
Excellent. Thank you, Sandy.
Okay. I got into a mental description and I couldn't get it described.
Hey, this is Jeannie. I'll jump in there because Sandy, I love that too, because the bicycle wheel, the front one, is the one that gives us direction, and that's the five pillars of wellness. And so when I went to draw my, you know, where am I on scale 1 to 10, it's not really round, it's kind of lumpy. And so when you think of a bicycle, you know, going, so I love that part. And then the back wheel gives you the traction. So for me, taking action is the win, and we leave the results up to the customers and destiny. I actually brought, 2 weeks ago, I brought my waterfall out to my booth at the market. And I've talked about doing that for quite some time. I finally did it. I took the action, brought it out there, and it's created all kinds of wonderful conversations. And so had I not taken that action, I would continue on not being able to even have a conversation at the market with people. So it's been really fun. I have a couple of, one guy wants to purchase one, one's in the information stage, curious about, you know, and those kind of things. So yeah. And then the other thing was living in the solution. And Luis talked about that today. He gave an example of, like, let's say you're walking to work or whatever, and you fall and you break your arm. And there's different ways you can look at that. You can go, oh no, I can't go to work, I can't get all that. Or you can say, okay, well, what's next? What's next is I should probably get this looked at. I may have to wear a cast for a few months or whatever, but what is the next step? What's the next thing to do? And I know that was in our lesson this week, and I was like, cool, there it is. Live in the solution and ask yourself, what's next?
The common first responder's perspective of triage. People call 911 when they're at their worst. And that's why firefighters and paramedics and police officers are always looked at as heroes most of the time. But you're right, Jeannie. We can all be that. We have to be solution-minded constantly. I think the other thing, too, and this is in the Seven Habits, mission statement becomes my constitution, therefore I cannot take things personal. And that's why I forgot to mention that earlier. We heard that a lot today. We hear it in Lesson 7, that it's don't allow things to affect us personally. When we go back to that original mission statement, so much more powerful than an elevator speech. So much more powerful.
This is Robin.
Go ahead, Robin.
I'm really confused because I have no idea what anybody's talking about. Where did you get the information about the bicycle and about this these other five pillars?
Robin, mm-hmm. There's a 3-day event for silvers and above.
Oh, okay.
And I'm only giggling because there's others like you that are on the call that are not silvers or above. And this event a few weeks ago was going to be taking place in Orlando, Florida. And they quickly realized, getting some feedback from folks that, no. Even though we want to see each other in person, that's not the thing. There's just still too much going on regarding the global pandemic.
All right. Well, I thought I was...
But,
yeah, maybe I did the wrong lesson again.
No, not at all. So talk about Lesson 7. What did it mean to you? What did you glean from it? How did you apply it?
The thing that it's not personal, and because that's always been such a huge part to me. You know, I tell myself I'm not going to take it personally. You know, but I do. I did. And so this week there was a lady that came, I knew that came to our big sale and was complaining about her foot hurting, and I told her that, wow, I just used this tape on my foot and it felt so good and it worked. Would you like to try it? And she goes, well, yeah, I'll try it. And I was kind of taken back. I didn't really expect her to say yes, but she did. And I thought, well, she's not going to like it. You know, it's so ingrained in me. But then I thought, no, that's not right. If she likes it, yay. If she doesn't, that's fine too. And move on. And it was very comforting. It was very helpful. So that's one thing.
Robin, have you seen the short video by Ben Woodward that I title? I think it's titled Rise to Your Privilege.
No, and what's it called?
It's called Rise to Your Privilege.
Arise?
That's... No, yeah, arise.
Arise, sure.
And it deals exactly with what you're talking about. And Marty addresses this, that we can't preconceive a response before somebody's actually responded. And we have to let them decide.
Right. Yes, definitely.
And when we've got to get those, what Dr. Wayne Dyer talks about, the minions out of our mind, that negative self-talk, because that we can't go forward if we're continually looking more in the rearview mirror. It's huge.
It's a hard thing to overcome when it's been, gosh, I'm 59 years old, and you know, this is all brand new stuff to me.
Mm-hmm.
Really challenging.
It gets ingrained in there.
Right. So good to learn new
stuff. I had a customer, longtime consultant, then they didn't renew, so they fell into the customer category. Text me yesterday and want a pair of used insoles. And I'm reading this text going, no, they need to rise to their privilege. Why? And they needed them for a friend. And I'm going, you know, regardless of their economic status, no. I wrote them back and I said, you know, I don't have any used for sale. And I highly recommend the new ones because they work so much better. And when you order them, you automatically qualify for, you know, expedited shipping for a little over $5. And she wrote back and said, order me 2 pair.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking, I could have taken my shoes off and said, oh, yeah, I've got a pair of the old Japanese pair in this shoes. These are like 20 years old. I could sell her these because she wanted used ones. And I went, no. I'm not.
Uh-huh.
That's an anti-sale. That's a preventative sale.
Oh.
It's not that stinking thinking, as one of our dear friends calls it. So, anyways, I just had that experience yesterday with somebody.
Uh-huh.
So, but thank you, Robin.
Before we hang up, can I get your email?
Oh yes, absolutely. Actually, I think I have yours. I'll pop you, pop it to you right now.
Okay, great. Thank you.
We haven't heard from the dynamic duo from Michigan yet.
We're here. We're lurking in the shadows. Can you hear us?
Loud and clear.
The last sentence that I had written down on my weekly thing here was, treat others the way you would want to be treated. And then I put, and then treat yourself that way too. I'm always thinking, oh yeah, I want to treat others the way I would want to be treated, but I don't always treat myself the way I would want to be treated. And so that was an aha thing for me today. But then the other thing was going the extra mile. We have a customer that bought a waterfall in 2020, and they have not renewed or not bought filters for it. And I've tried to get a hold of them, and she said, oh, yeah, you know, a year ago. She said, oh, yeah, I know I need to buy some. I'll order some. And never did. And then the last time I tried getting a hold of them, she didn't answer the phone. I think she saw caller ID and just didn't want to deal with it. So it's like, okay, what am I going to do here? So it turns out that this person, we have another mutual friend. And so I actually sent the other friend a text message and saying, I'm trying to get the information to this person saying they really do need to get new filters for their waterfall. It's a shame if they're still using the old ones. So just trying to take the action, trying to do an end round about a way that seems like a lost cause, but I'm not willing to let it go. So I'm just trying to take action in another way.
That persistence will pay off, and you know that.
Yes. So, but that was tied into treating somebody the way you would want to be treated. I would hate to think that, okay, I've got something that I know I needed to do, but nobody's hounding me about it, so I'm just going to let it slide. Well, I'm not going to let myself slide.
Yeah. Yep. That's that. Going back to that action that Karen talked about. Rod?
And it always comes back to the action with me as well. And Robin, I have you by almost 11 years, and
age-wise,
yeah. And
okay.
I still have those kind of issues, and I, you know, putting words into somebody else's mouth that are just coming out of my own head, and. I am very good at procrastinating when it comes to following up. And, you know, I know that, and I do that because I'm trying to figure out what am I going to say to these people other than, did you look at the information I gave you? And but it's never going to change unless I actually do it and you know take the action and get the experience of doing it. So that's Bob Proctor's little red light in the dash that gets put out with a hammer instead of getting properly repaired.
And I would imagine, Ron, that illustration is very apropos for you being in that field of automobile mechanic.
Well, yeah. In the automobile industry, people put a piece of tape over it so they can't see it.
Oh, that's classic.
Yeah, this is Janice.
Good evening, Janice.
This is one of my favorite lessons because it talks about, you know, it's not personal, it's not permanent, and it's not pervasive. And, you know, it's a great thing to remember just about anything. You know, if somebody honks out on the road, I think they're honking at me. You know, I mean, I'm that important, don't you know? You know, that kind of stuff, just becoming really aware of those kind of things and to not assume where anybody's coming from until you get the facts. And we make this business so much harder than it is because really all we have to do is get people talking about themselves. They love to talk about themselves. We just become good listeners. So we make it harder than it needs to be, I think. That's my 2 cents tonight.
Very true. Thank you for that 2 cents, Janice. Janice, did you get to be part of the Awakening the Five Pillars today?
I did not.
You did not. Okay.
I've been dealing with the health problems, and that's kind of kept me wondering what to do next, you know? So I wished I had but I missed it.
I had an experience. Most of you know my brother and I have a sheet metal business as well that allows me to get an unbelievable tan basically year-round, even in the Pacific Northwest. And I got a compliment on my tan last Friday, I think it was, from somebody at the post office. And they said, wow, you're so tan. I said, I just looked right at him. I said, you should go outside more. You know, there you go. But today during the Awakening the Five Pillars, I got a phone call and I didn't recognize the number. So I just let it go to voicemail and said, can I call you later? And it was from our school superintendent. And evidently my brother and I's names came up last night at the board meeting and they want to talk to us about a metal roof. On a 62,000 square foot grade school, which that's like a 3-month project, I think, or I don't know. But I kept thinking, you know, when you put stuff out there and you do the right things over and over and over, it just gets to be a lot of fun when we conquer those minions in our minds and get rid of that stuff. And those of us who have done this before, we know what's coming next, but Candy and Robin, and I don't know if Salita is still with us, but this is where it really, really gets to be fun. Really, really gets to be fun. So, as we're wrapping up here, unless Miss Bedrou, our token Canadian, is with us. I saw her in all of her glory today on the screen.
Yes, she's here.
How was that for you today?
It was, I never know how to express myself when it comes to that. It just hit home in many, many ways. And the whole idea of, as Jeannie and others have talked about, is the bicycle. And yes, the five pillars, we're familiar with that. I mean, my wheel isn't round there yet either, but the having the vision of the front wheel being your direction and the back wheel being your traction and your emotions, that was a really good picture, analogy, whatever, however you want to call it, for me. The whole action, again, that this whole story or this whole lesson, I mean, I think I've kind of hit on this almost every week, is acting on anything from the perspective of getting back into taking action, and that taking action is the win. It says leave the results up to the customer or the destiny, but just the fact that you take action on of any kind is the wind, and that change will only happen if you take action. Intention's a killer. I'll not be paid or judged upon my intentions. And then when I did this, I guess in 2016, I had written a note at the bottom and highlighted it, and it's not from, I don't think it came out of this lesson because I didn't reread it, but it says, discomfort is a reason to continue, not to stop. And I thought, that kind of applies to a lot of different things, both in, yes, I'm uncomfortable talking to somebody, so I'm not going to do it, or I took action and I'm uncomfortable because I did a workout and my muscles are stiff, so I'm not going to do it again because I was uncomfortable, right? So I just found that sentence that I wrote here from wherever I got it from kind of struck me this week. And actually, I went off camera a couple times today because I just can't sit. And so I thought, oh, well, I'm standing in the room instead of sitting. So I grabbed on our break, I took some of my weights upstairs so that I was standing there doing a bit of calisthenics with my weights while I was listening. So that's kind of what I have to contribute tonight.
Well, looking forward to seeing you on the screen tomorrow as well. I'd never heard that quote before until one of what I call the Toronto Trio, Mike DiMuccio's daughter, niece, and the third one of the trio shared that on, I think it was on one of the Seiko Kais. And I wrote it on a piece of metal because that was the only thing I had available with the Sharpie. And I still have that reminds us discomfort is not an excuse to stop. It's to keep going. And you see that if any of us are watching the Olympics, some of these stories, I mean, are unbelievable what these people have overcome to be in Beijing right now, competing at the top level. Thank you, everybody, for being so vulnerable and honest, and looking forward to hearing. And again, I don't want to get the cart before the horse, but it really, really gets to be exciting from here on out, as it already is. And I want to encourage you all, as I say this every time, if you haven't, if you cannot recite the I Can mantra from memory, please put that as a goal. It needs to be. It really, really needs to be a goal because it's a game changer. I find myself when things really, really get hard. And I was over at my parents' house yesterday, and my mom has my I Can attitude is a manifestation of my thoughts. She's got it in like font size. Oh my goodness, it's got to be 20 at least, printed in several places, taped up in the house. And it's just, it brings a smile to my face every time I see that when I'm over there. But it also brings a smile to my face when things aren't going the way I would like them. And that's when I dig deep, as Marty encourages us, and I start reciting that. Usually I recite my mission statement first, and then it's followed by the mantra. So please do yourself a favor and commit that to memory. I think that's it. So we'll look forward to seeing several of you. Yeah, go ahead, Jeannie.
This is Jeannie. I just a ditto to that too. One of the things that when I don't know what to put into my head or whatever, typically I'll go, my I can't attitude is a manifestation of my thoughts, you know, and I do the mantra, and it's really, really very, it helps me to get centered and focused on where I need to be. So yeah, I think that's a really important repetition.
Amen and amen. All right.
Jeannie, you looked really nice today.
Wait, I got the privilege of being in a breakout room. Well, the first two, nobody showed up, so it was just Vance, you know, me, myself, and I. And then when I did get to be in a breakout room, everybody had a beautiful magenta in the background, including Jeannie's. And so it was fun to be matching that way. But yes, everybody looked absolutely stunning today. Everybody.
So you have to look at my Facebook page and you have to see what happened a couple of days ago. Anyway, never mind. Good night.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.